You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Broncos now have their full schedule. Jeremy was talking about this in our Boys Against the Girls game. The 17 games, for the first time ever, NFL teams are playing 17 regular season games. And for the first time in almost 30 years, our team will not be featured on Monday Night Football. That's what happens when you go 5-11 and you look kind of pitiful. They do not put you on prime time.
You're no good.
They kind of had to put the Broncos on one primetime game, so it's a Thursday nighter against the Browns. Boy, that's a marquee matchup right there. The Broncos do have five games this year against teams who last year finished last in their division. So can we do a little bit better this year? Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Our coach, Vic Fangio, he took a shot at a local college. He goes, there are no easy schedules in the NFL. I don't see Colorado School of Mines on here.
Ouch, Vic.
I would like to see Colorado School of Mines kick the Broncos' butt just for him saying that.
Quite a sight.
What else is trending? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has released their final inductees list. Tina Turner, I'm all in favor of that one. Carole King, I'm in favor of that. Jay-Z, you bet. Todd Rundgren, Dave Grohl, he's already in as part of Nirvana. Now he's going in with Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Are the Foo Fighters Hall of Fame material? I mean, I like them.
I think so.
Really? Yeah. Hall of Fame?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The Go-Go's. Hall of Fame? Two hits?
Did they do that vacation song?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, two and a half hits.
Put them in.
I think what they do is they also award something called the Award for Musical Excellence. That's a way of getting people in without actually saying your Hall of Fame material.
It's runner-up.
And that includes LL Cool J, Billy Preston, a few others. Anyway.
All right.
I don't know about Hall of Fame anymore, Jeremy. It's now mostly just the Hall of Did Pretty Good.
The Hall of Not Too Shabby.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then lastly, this is what we needed. A new study that has ranked all 50 U.S. states from the grossest to the least gross.
Based on what?
So that's a good question. So some of these are straight up, they make sense. Air quality. That's a good one.
Gross.
What percentage of the state's area is devoted to landfills? I get that.
Okay.
And the rate of influenza, flu rates. I get all that. But then they had some fun with it, too. They also mixed in the percentage of people in that state who are searching Google for mayo recipes.
Classy.
And how many people in that state wear Crocs?
Oh, what do they got against Crocs?
You put all of that together, the grossest state in the U.S. is Virginia?
What? They love Crocs.
South Carolina, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Texas rounded out the top five. When it comes to the least gross, it's Alaska.
All right.
Just not enough people up there, really, to make anything gross.
Right. It's so beautiful up there.
Montana's next. Nebraska, kind of gross. Colorado, in case you're wondering, was 37th, which means 37th from being the grossest. So that's pretty good.
We're not too bad, yeah.
We're not gross. Stupid. What else is trending?
On the heels of that, I do have this list. The website ranked all 50 states from the best place for couch potatoes to the worst. And this one kind of surprised me. They did the ranking on four different factors: the average number of hours people spend watching TV, average home sizes, internet speeds, and how much people spend on furniture. And Colorado came in at number five for being a pretty darn good place for couch potatoes. And that surprises me because we are such an active state.
We're outdoors.
Everyone's always outside running and at the dog parks, and we're hiking those stairs, you know, at Red Rocks. And
here's what I think.
But I guess we're good for couch potatoes.
I think we used to be a really, really strong outdoorsy state. And then once a billion people started moving in,
yeah,
you got a bunch of couch potatoes who moved in just so they could buy the pot weed.
the pot weed. And then they blame the altitude on they can't exercise, so I'm just going to lay here and watch Netflix.
Right. I think a lot of non-athletic people have moved here in the last 10, 15 years.
I got a couple in my family that are... They ride that Davenport really, really well. Welcome, everybody, to National Apple Pie Day today. I think of all the fruit-based desserts. That one's probably up there for me in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
The cherry cobbler would be number one, and then apple pie, and then something with blueberries, I think.
I make
apple pie with
a mean homemade apple pie, and God, I make my own crust.
So good in the summer with a cup of coffee and a
it's
big
a
old
cream
dollop
cheese crust.
You're
in
a
case
cream
you were
cheese
wondering.
Crust.
Mm.
Biggest trending news of the day coming out of Hollywood. Ellen, she recently celebrated her 3,000th episode of The Ellen Show. But her time now is coming to an end. On yesterday's show, she announced that the upcoming 19th season will be the final one. It's going to premiere this fall, so the show will wrap up next spring then. Now, some people are blaming this on the toxic workplace allegations, but actually, she signed a 3-year contract. Would have been like, 2 years ago or whatever. So the contract is actually coming to an end, and she just doesn't want to continue. The toxic allegations might have pushed her over the edge just a little bit.
I would think it would have had to. It couldn't have been fun for her
at all
to have to defend herself all the time. It's easier probably just to do one farewell circuit.
I think you're right. I think you're right. So it kind of
destroyed her career a little bit. It's not like she's going to be sitting around. She'll stay really busy.
She hinted around about doing some other things on Netflix, and I think she's teaming up with Oprah to do something, or I don't know, whatever. So that show is wrapping up. It's fine. It's been on a long time. End it. This Is Us is also ending. A lot of people love that TV show. It is going to be ending after its 6th season, and much like The Ellen Show, they signed a 3-year renewal back in 2019, so it's just going to be donezo on that one. Never seen an episode. Good? You seen it?
I have not seen it, but I have good friends of mine whose opinion I trust, and they said it's fantastic.
All I hear is that people cry after every episode. I'm like, I don't want to tune in to cry. I don't want to do that.
You do plenty of that on your
own. Oh, yeah. Big TikTok warning this morning. Warning over teenagers getting stuck in play swings. I guess a bunch of teenagers are going to playgrounds to make funny videos because they're cramming themselves into those little toddler swings that you put the little kids in so they don't flop out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get a grown arse adult in one of those and you're going to get stuck. And fire department is having to take time to, you know, remove themselves from fires and car crashes and important things to go chop these goofy teenagers out of the swings.
I say leave them in there for a while.
Me too. You do something stupid like that, you're going to stay there for a couple days.
Should we tomorrow... do a what was the dumbest thing you did as a teenager?
I love it. I love that a lot. Pencil it in for a fun Friday show.
The dumbest thing you did as a teen.
This is a great story to start off your day if you're just getting out and about. We now know how much it will cost you to die. And y'all better start saving for your death because it looks pretty darn expensive. What they're doing is they're using the 2020 figures from the National Funeral Directors Association. They sound like a hoot, don't they? And the CDC, they looked at the average cost of dying across the U.S. based on end-of-life care, funerals, and cremations.
How much?
Beep-boop-bop-boop math. Just shy of $20,000 to cover your death.
My goodness.
To cover your undoing. Hawaii was the most. They were just shy of $40,000 out in Hawaii.
Whoa.
To cover all your costs. And Mississippi was the cheapest place to croak, about $15,000 out there. But either
in Hawaii,
way,
couldn't you just have like family members like put you up over their shoulder, go up and throw you in a volcano?
No joke, right?
Natural.
Yeah, it is natural. So anyway, sounds expensive to die. And then one final thing. This is the most random story of the day. It's a new study out of the University of Westminster in the UK. This is good for runners. Pay attention. They said that if you drink something that looks pink and tastes pink, whatever pink tastes like, it makes people run 4% faster and further. They say the color pink in your drink pink in your drink.
Pink in your a pink drink.
It enhances feelings of pleasure, Dom. And it'll just, I guess, give you that little boost that you need to complete that
pink
5K.
Lemonade.
Josh was showing me some pink vodka the other day. I don't know if you want to run a race after doing that, but like a pink slushy. I don't know. It enhances your feelings of pleasure. Is there a joke in there somewhere?
I'm just
about Friday night. Come on, I know your wheels are turning.
I'm ready to move on.
Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the link I posted on there from Reddit where people are sharing their worst job interview stories. Pretty darn funny stuff, like the one where the guy went in and the HR lady would not stop passing gas during the interview.
Yeah.
You see the one on there about the person who wanted to work at H&M, and the question in the interview was, what is your favorite color and why? And the person said baby blue because it's calming.
Okay.
And they said, no, we're looking for somebody who likes red. And then they ended the interview. What? Anyway, there's a whole bunch of those on the list.
Funny.
It's funny. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.